That's why mums always used to say, you know, you'll spoil your appetite, wait till lunchtime, because there wasn't really anything except possibly an apple to have in between meals. Obviously, people were thinner then. End of, really. Let's go to Paul in Croydon. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Vanessa.
What do you reckon? Because you're a weight loss specialist, so this is really interesting.
Yeah, it is, because I've got to agree with pretty much everything the experts have said. And let me tell you a very brief story.
Oh, please do.
I've been working with weight loss clients for 15 years using hypnotherapy in our place in Wallington.
Yes.
And what we're having successes on behavioural change. We're getting behavioural change, but the weight loss wasn't really significant. Some people it was, but in the main it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I spent about a year researching weight, really, and I came up to pretty much the same conclusions that they're saying now, and it's really refreshing to see medical people actually taking that view on board. Sugar is the enemy, pure and simple. Mm-hmm. Now, there's sugar in veg and fruit and that sort of stuff, but that's fine, provided you're using the whole fruit, whole veg.
Yeah.
But the real sugars are the bread, wheat, pasta, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just piles the weight on. And so I was about 18 stone.
Yeah.
Okay, this is two Easters ago. And I got together with five fat women.
Yeah.
And we videoed them, etc., for a product we were calling called Diet Assist. And we videoed them before and we videoed them afterwards.
Yes.
We spent 7 weeks doing exactly that. And it's a very simple eating plan I devised. Really easy. It's simple. You have no breakfast. You have a small lunch, which is protein and fruit, veg, whatever. Like, you might have, as the expert said, scrambled eggs, smoked salmon. Perfect. And then in the evening, you have protein and a load of veg. No root veg, but a load of veg, and so you feel really full.
Yeah.
And afterwards, you have a bit of fruit, a bit of cream. You do that 5 days a week. And then on 2 days a week, you eat carbs. Normally. Don't go over the top.
Yeah.
And these women are 18 stone and myself. We were losing 5 to 6 pounds every week.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was phenomenal.
Okay, just talk us through that again. We'll just give us a chance to write it down. What were you eating?
Okay, so the way the plan works is this. It's a whole based on fridge freezer. But don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Basically, all you do is, imagine you have your last meal at night.
Yeah.
And you eat nothing right through to 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock the next day.
And so no breakfast of any kind, even though everyone always says breakfast like a king and dine
That's
like a
pauper. Absolute fallacy. Nonsense.
Okay, we've got a dietitian coming up next, and we'll ask
her. Yeah, it's calories in, calories out. Not a problem. Anyway, so then at lunchtime, you have just protein and veg or fruit. I used to have 2 poached eggs and tomatoes, fried tomatoes.
But when you're starving by then, you had no breakfast.
No, this is the really interesting thing. The people on this thing do not get hungry. That's because carbohydrates, or those complex carbs, or the wheat and pasta and such, like, cause this blood a sugar bounce, which makes you crave food, and releases leptin, and that drives you, motivates you to find more food. Mm. If I eat any carbs now in the morning, so I have a bit of porridge, sometimes I do, by 11 o'clock I'm really hungry.
So if you eat nothing at all, you're not as hungry.
No,
eat nothing, then you have a couple of poached eggs and some fried tomatoes, and that's it? Until when?
That's it, because fat keeps you full for longer, bear in mind.
Right.
So it's really important. So if you're having fats, you get full for longer.
Yeah.
And then in the evening...
Well, nothing at all till the evening?
No, till the evening. And then about 6 or 7, I'll have protein and lots of veg.
Yeah.
And with gravy, sauce, anything that's got fat in it's really not a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I might have some fruit and a bit of cream on it just to give that sweetish feeling.
Yeah.
Avoid things like bananas and then nothing again until the next day. And you do that.
Well,
that's
lots of people think that's a really punitive diet. You've barely eaten a thing.
No, you've eaten.
You had nothing at all except a couple of poached eggs and some fried tomatoes. And hours and hours later, you've had some protein and some vegetables and a bit of fruit with cream on it. Where's the actual food? People will think, of course you lose weight. You'd be blinking starving on that.
No,
it's not enough food, is it?
Listen, Vanessa, I did this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And since then, I've worked with around 200 people with this. I've written all that in a plan or whatever.
I'd rather just lie there and be hypnotised and then have some decent food afterwards.
No, we do that as well to do the behavioural change.
Right.
Because we want this to be long-lasting. This is not about a short, sharp fix.
Mm-hmm.
You do lose a lot of weight very rapidly.
Right.
But people, the only time they're hungry, and this is really interesting, is if they do the 2 days on over the weekend, they're hungry Monday morning.
2 days off, you mean?
They do the 2 days off the eating plan.
Right.
Off the eating plan, they just eat sensibly, but they eat the carbs. And then this is to let the body know that you're not starving.
Right. I mean, we should say, obviously, this is your own ideas, your own
formulated
diet.
Absolutely.
This is not something endorsed by the BBC, but we are very interested indeed to hear about it. So thank you very much indeed for telling us, Paul.